I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? It's the Big Homies House, episode 37 of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. Ooh, Big Homie Talon.
What's up?
Straight from South Carolina.
Hey.
Swag.
Okay.
Big Homie BJ, three-time Grammy nominated Big Homie BJ. You got to give niggas their accolades and shit. How I feel? You the only nigga in here with a Grammy.
It's cool.
It's cool. It's just cool. That's all it is.
I ain't never thought I would have it. They in the house, but I mean shit. I'm trying to get some more.
You know who we need to get? We need to get it from Sean Garrett.
Sean Garrett.
Sean Garrett said we supposed to pick up the plaques from him.
For us.
For us. He did it for us. Niggas ain't never seen 25 minutes. Hold on, let me pick them. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Okay, all right. Well, text me when you're here. Bye. That's how I be remembering people.
I'm about to say.
You'll see it when you get here. Like, yeah, the name's there for a reason. But, yeah, so Grammys. Oh, yeah, Sean Garrett. Yeah, nigga said we need. That nigga said the leaves is falling. Like, we talking about these conversations that be happening on Clubhouse. And the shit is just absolutely hilarious. Like, last night, nigga, 21 Savage said, nigga, Corona know not to come where I'm at. We're going to shoot that motherfucker up.
Nigga, yeah.
That nigga said we gonna shoot Corona the fuck up, man.
What had me tripping was Sean Garrett talking about you ain't never seen $25 million in your bank account.
All right,
well, shit. I mean, you got a point.
That's a point. That's a great point, my nigga. That is a great point. So
he had the one up on everybody with that one.
Yeah, nigga, you can't. I ain't never seen $25 million in my bank account at one time. So, you know, shout out to you, Sean Garrett. You know, we waiting on
52 number one.
We waiting on them plaques. 52. We're waiting on them plaques. He said he's going to get some more for us. We're going to see. So how's everybody doing today? Y'all good?
I'm good. I'm straight.
Y'all voted?
Yeah.
I'm voting on the 3rd.
I voted last week.
I voted the first day.
My
early
first
voting.
Time.
It's your first time voting? How old are you?
21.
Oh, you weren't old enough last time.
No, but it's okay.
You got to be 21 to vote.
You got to be 18 to vote. So
about
four years ago.
Oh, you're right. Fuck, damn. I'm old.
Yeah, man. How I feel?
Oh, I feel good, actually, because I was waiting in line for a long time, and I thought about, damn, do I really want to wait in this line? Like,
you've waited in line longer to get into clubs.
How long was the line?
Oh, no, I don't wait in line to get into clubs. That don't happen.
How long was the line?
I was in line for about almost 2 hours, which is not that bad, but...
You know. Oh, so she not one of them regular people.
No.
She's not one of them regular people.
She's not the regular people at all.
Oh, man.
I don't wait in line. The stations wait on me.
Okay. When the last time you stood in the section?
Yesterday.
Where?
Oak. Traffic.
I mean, traffic.
I go to Oak on Sunday. Catch me at Oak.
She
on
got
Sunday.
Rum. She got that shit, bro.
Wait, what flavor was your hookah?
Blue Mist.
Oh, she's good. She's good. You're immune. You're immune. That's that. The scientific studies have found that the hookahs in Atlanta are exterminating the coronavirus.
I wouldn't be surprised, because they are strong.
Especially Mighty Freeze.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
The hookahs are exterminating the coronavirus in Atlanta at mighty, mighty rates. The empirical data states that if you visit a day party in Atlanta, you are immune from the coronavirus.
Oh, God, because I couldn't get Mighty Freeze in L.A. for nothing.
But
they got it in Atlanta. The Rona going crazy
in L.A. because they ain't got no Mighty Freeze. But in Atlanta, we got a Mighty Freeze.
Strong enough to kill whatever bacteria is in you.
Honestly, they said that's a real study. The more tobacco you smoke, the harder it is to transmit the corona.
That's what happened.
So if you're suffering from symptoms of the corona,
come to Atlanta.
Come to Atlanta or visit your closest smoke shop. And get you some what's it called?
Mighty Freeze.
Mighty Freeze.
Yeah.
Mighty Freeze, the watermelon mint will get you right. Yeah, the watermelon mint will get you right too.
Anything with mint.
The mint kills.
You can feel it burning. Just burning all that.
Just burn out. Like, it'll feel like you're getting dizzy or lightheaded, but it's actually the corona dying in your system. This is scientifically proven. Am I wrong?
Nah,
no.
This is a study conducted at Clark Atlanta and Spelman and Morehouse. The field strategists on the field have told us that this shit worked. So shout out to them.
I ain't had Corona since July.
Yes, this is our main study. This is our number one guinea pig. She's out here in the field. She was in the field doing studies as recently as yesterday.
Yeah.
She was out here. So, Corona, you out of here, Jack. So, let's get into our first topic of the day. We're going to go to the porch, talk about everything that's going on social media, political, pop culture, everything going on. And Offset was arrested over the weekend. Y'all seen this shit?
I thought he was in Atlanta.
I think it was in Hollywood, like he was on Rodeo.
That nigga be everywhere, because he just did a whole Atlanta club tour the last week. That nigga Cardi with him.
That nigga
every
got,
single club.
He, that nigga got arrested, man. He was trying to drive past the Trump rally, and somebody bashed his window out, and the cops arrested him. And he was saying, you know who I am? You know who I am? And
the back always, of my, and always said that though.
And the back of my mind, I'm like, the cops is thinking, yeah, a nigga. A nigga, and you about to be a nigga that's in jail. So, shout out to Offset, man. That nigga, like, when it comes to Migos getting arrested, it's always fucking Offset. Offset's like the Kenny of
you
the
know
Migos.
Who never got arrested?
Yeah. Take off.
Quavo. Quavo got arrested?
Yeah. Quavo definitely
Quavo
got
arrested.
It was some assault shit too.
Oh.
Yeah, some
but
shit.
But nah, Takeoff, that's my spirit animal, no homo, cause that nigga go get the bag, he don't go to no club.
Mind his business.
Nigga be ducked out.
He also don't got no hoes that we can tell.
That we can tell.
They
be the
young.
Sneaky
nah,
ones.
They might, he might
I'm
get the
young through them all.
But we can also.
He ain't got no public relationships.
We can also say just by.
He could be a private cheater.
We can just say that. It's very evident out of all three Migos, Takeoff got the weakest girl.
If she exists.
If she exists.
I think he just be so high, he don't even hold a conversation. Because every time I see him doing something, he just sitting there.
Because he don't got nothing to say.
He's Takeoff. Go ahead and
Takeoff.
Well.
Hey, I just feel like that nigga, I think he have emotion, but he ain't doing that, you know, that famous bitch shit.
Somebody would have came out and said
you ain't
something.
Never seen him with a
who the fuck
bitch?
Is gonna claim Takeoff though? Like,
he bitches want a nigga with some money. They don't care what he look like.
He's part of a rap super group. Like,
know what
we
I'm
forget
saying.
That. That nigga still have emotion.
He's still in the Migos. So.
I bet Black China take him.
Black China's desperate. Black China got in a video with Tekashi on his like downslide. Like Black China, like we can get Black China to come in this motherfucker. We pay her enough, but that's not gonna happen. We're not paying the hoes to come on here.
Never.
So, bitch, if you think if I slide in your DMs to come on this motherfucker, you think you finna charge me? You got like fucked up. I'm gonna tell you that now. Somebody tried that shit before.
Well, she tried to blame it on her following.
Bro, bitch wasn't even popping like that. That was a thing, like.
You know what it is? I can tell you what the problem is. It's the lame-ass promoters giving these hoes money to come to clubs for no reason.
And it wasn't even.
They got their head blown up.
And she wasn't even charging a lot. It was the fact that you think a nigga gonna pay you to come talk. Bitch, who is you?
You might not even be interested.
Like, for real, know. Your ass just, like, I feel like, when she said that shit, I'm like, damn, I might as well just pay you to beat. Like, if you're talking about pay you
if
for
you
your
got
time.
A price for that.
Like, if you're talking about pay you for your time, I might as well, shit, it's 100, shit. I might as well get my dick sucked while you're here, fuck.
Got a price for everything.
Like, shit, we're going to cut the podcast short today. We're going to be in this bitch 45 minutes. Last 15 is going to be Gawk Gawk special. You're going to be throwing neck like a giraffe in this motherfucker.
You need more than 15 minutes.
Who?
Hey.
I got a good imagination. I can bring the motherfucker out. What type of niggas you fucking with? You need some more?
I need some more. You just killed me with them.
The 1800.
God, I got you.
You just killed me
with them. I got you. We got the pumpkins out. You know, we're in a festive mood today. You know, go ahead and turn that up, too.
Y'all getting dressed up for Halloween?
I don't know. Meg said she's going to be here. And they
yeah, she said she had Halloween. I got to dress up.
They gave her hell for that shit, too.
I can't fuck with Meg right now.
Why? Is it the Tory shit?
Yeah, say the wrong thing. Say the wrong thing. Please say it.
I'm glad niggas have said it. Dum, dum.
Say the wrong thing.
Lord, because niggas... BJ, when I say this shit, niggas be like, oh, you're being misogynistic, but shit, it's shit not adding up. Now, okay, let's be honest here.
Let's be very transparent.
Let's be very transparent here. Do y'all think niggas is telling the whole... You think she's telling the whole truth?
I think she's telling what she's being told.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I feel like she has a very nice character. I don't feel like she's doing it. But I do feel like there is parts of the story on both sides that may be missing.
So what makes you so inclined to believe her side?
Because she a woman.
Well, no, because I trust Megan Thee Stallion.
Nah,
because
she's a woman.
What has she done to make you trust
her? It's just, I've just been rocking with her for so long. You're not rocking
so she hasn't done anything to make herself trustworthy.
She hasn't done anything to make me not want to trust her. I don't. Now, I'm not.
So why you don't trust Tori? What is Tori?
He hasn't done anything to make me not trust him either. But it's just kind of like, why would somebody lie about being shot? Like, what is that? Think about where she is in her career.
You know,
if it came out that she lied, like, she's done. I don't feel like she would put herself in that.
Okay, good. I'm glad you can say that. Because, shit, if you can use the whole...
Because she lied already.
She definitely used social media for that 1501 shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was dead and wrong.
She was dead wrong about that shit, too. Now, go and pull up.
But public opinion, that shit don't...
Facts don't matter. Facts don't matter no more. The truth don't matter.
The lie's more entertaining.
So, what y'all think?
Tell me y'all whole story.
Go ahead,
BJ. I fuck with guns. For real. So I already know how that shit go. What I think happened was she got hit by bullet fragments. Because if you think about it, if anybody who ever been shot, they're not walking on whatever. If you got shot in your foot, you're not finna walk off. Like,
that's true.
Them niggas gonna have to carry you. Your foot is fucked up. You done hit tendons and all type of shit. Then on top of that, if you got a hollow point, people know with hollow points, like, they explode on impact. So whatever happened with the gun, I don't know what happened with the gun, but let's say the gun went off, hit the ground, and it shattered, like the bullet shattered, and the fragments go. Now, you can get hit by a fragment. Because let's be real, the week after she claimed she was shot, she was in Atlanta twerking like ain't nothing happened. Full health. She was in the studio twerking like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going down when you get shot.
That's true.
So. Them niggas ain't even letting you leave the hospital for 3 days after you get shot. Then she already lied and said, when they asked her, they was like, oh, you have bullet fragments in your foot. She lied and said, no, I stepped on glass. So you already a liar because you lied to the police.
Well, she said then she didn't want to get him in trouble.
Nah, that's cap. That's cap. Then you come out and say, okay, he shot me. So if you already confirmed your lie, am I supposed to believe your second lie?
I'm glad you said that shit. Because people, hold on, let me say this. Because people be like, oh, believe black women. Well, if we believe her the first time, she stepped on glass. But if we believe you now, you got shot. So at least you said two things that are very different. You lied one time. Which one was it?
I feel like what happened was something happened. They had an altercation. Like they said, she do get aggressive. I can
not
see that.
Not they. Her. Her best friend.
Her, okay.
Because they're not friends no more.
Yeah. So I feel like there was an altercation with everybody in the car. Her and Tori had an altercation as well. Something happened with the gun. I don't think that the bullet went through her foot, but I do feel like she was in grave.
Do you think the shot was intentional?
I don't think it was intentional.
Okay. That is another thing, though.
So
because when you hit Instagram and say you shot me, and don't say oh it was
people going and they just draw down and say
that what you saying
okay no pause so, hold, me, on. No, wait,
hold
wait,
on let me say
wait,
this let me say this hold let me say this let me say this if talent if you say Kodak shot me and that nigga that's the image of like Kodak just saying dance bitch and boom
okay no pause. Okay, let me give you an example.
Give me an example.
About 2 weeks ago, I broke somebody's nose. It wasn't intentional, but it kind of was a little bit, but not seriously.
But if you went on Instagram and say, I broke that nigga's nose, everybody going to
think. They're going to think that I did it intentionally.
You punched the nigga in the face.
But that's what I'm saying. I didn't mean to. It was like he ran into my knee when I was kneeing him.
She ain't said none of that. She left it wide open and said,
you shot me.
But I feel like an altercation after that, we don't know what happened between the
phones. But you can't just say you shot me and insinuate that this nigga intentionally pulled out a gun and shot you in the foot.
Y'all people, whoever, should not take that and run with it.
What the fuck?
That's public
opinion. Cash, you hear that shit?
I'm on your side.
Cause what I really think happened, I think her and her best friend got into
tap, it. Tap, tap, tap. Case closed.
Tori short ass tried to be the mediator.
Yes.
But she was already pissed with him.
And Tori had a gun. So if two girls, you know, women go crazy. So if they getting into it,
Bitch, give me that gun.
Yeah, you telling me one of them ain't gonna reach for it?
No.
So let's hypothetically, somebody do reach for it and Tori in the middle of it trying to mediate and it go off. She not gonna say, oh, that girl shot me.
Why not?
Because Tori the one who got caught with the gun.
What's up?
Hey.
Late ass little girl, have a seat.
I don't know.
I'm glad you're here. We're talking about the Tori and Meg situation. You want to introduce the people to you?
I'm Alex Jackson.
Alex.
Yeah.
Media girls.
Alex, they're media girls.
You stay in L.A. or Memphis now?
L.A.
Okay, well, good. You're perfect to speak about this. We're talking about the Tori and Meg situation. What is your synopsis of this? What do you think?
I feel like... I only drink brown.
You said brown?
I only drink brown.
You said you don't drink brown?
I said I only drink brown.
Shit, my nigga ain't saying nobody
right. My take on it... I was really disappointed because I was a Tory Lanez fan, and I believe Megan. She don't have no reason to lie.
That's what I said.
But she already lied.
She didn't lie, and when he was on live, he's a narcissist. First of all, a narcissist.
That word is kicking your ass. Narcissist.
Yes. You know what I'm trying to say. Shit. And so, like, he wasn't even telling his side of the story. He just was trying to poke holes in her story.
It's a bunch of holes to poke.
Okay, but if you're on live, tell your side of the story. It was four people in the car.
I'm gonna be real. If you go to court and you tell a story, the other attorney ain't gonna come and tell a whole different side of the story.
But he's not an attorney. We're not talking about court.
They gonna expose the flaw in your story.
We're talking about tell your side of the story. So you said you didn't shoot her. Who shot her?
We gonna find out. So if it come out,
if you have a gun and you got a bodyguard, you need to fire your bodyguard. The fuck
you don't think rap niggas got guns?
You ain't been around rap niggas.
You're going to college in her house. What the fuck you need a gun for?
Nigga,
she has all
it's
the
LA.
Security.
I bet Pop Smoke when she had a gun. Fuck you mean?
First of all, you're going to Kylie Jenner house. She has plenty of fucking security.
That don't mean nothing.
Man,
all the
you
way
better,
and
hey.
You have a security guard. Like what the fuck?
It didn't happen at her house though.
Okay, but I'm still, y'all came from Kylie Jenner house.
All right, so you ain't seeing niggas get shot in traffic?
Anyway, like thing. I said, like.
You see, the facts don't matter. The facts don't matter. People's minds are already made up.
It is the facts. What is the facts then?
So she already lied once publicly.
What she lied about?
She said she stepped on glass.
Okay, and she said why she said that, but go ahead.
But no, she lied.
But she didn't want him to get in trouble with everything.
She already
going
said
on.
Why she
all right,
did.
So what changed?
Cap on the plan.
If something happened right now, say you got hella drugs on you or whatever, something happened right now, I may not snitch on you right now. Okay, and I say we texting or whatever, we going back and forth. You fucking with me, I'm fucking like, we really are going back and forth about this.
Listen,
beef and
Tally,
bars.
If you shoot me, I'm
at
telling
some point,
on you.
At some point, I'm going to have to just
I'm
come out and say
you.
Because you're pissing me
Tally,
off.
If you shoot me, I'm telling on you. I don't give a fuck about our history.
Look,
I'm
I think
telling.
She didn't want to because it was some feelings
Look,
there. She didn't really want him to get in trouble.
Nah,
he started doing too much, and now we got to come out and say it.
She lying.
No, I think there's three sides to the story.
Her side, his side, and the truth.
Okay, but what I'm asking you, do you think...
She's leaving shit out? Yes.
No, do you think she's lying?
No, I think she's leaving shit out.
Okay, do you think he shot her?
I don't think the bullet
intentionally
even hit her.
Okay, but do you think... I'm not asking intentionally, none of that. Do you think he shot her?
I don't think he fired the gun.
But the hospital said it was gun fragments in her.
He didn't have gun residue on him. You know who hasn't said anything and who hadn't.
Nobody talked about is her best friend that was involved.
Yep.
Okay, she hasn't. But
so I really think she might have fired the weapon.
No, because he even said she didn't do it. Because he wrote in the comments when somebody had said, "Well, Kelsey must have shot her," and he literally commented, "I saw it," and he said, "No, that's not true. She didn't shoot her."
You know what? The facts don't matter. Let's get to the shit that really matter. These fucking bags.
So, nigga.
This
epidemic.
Let's get to the Birkin bag epidemic. How y'all feel about this, man?
I mean, I don't know why it's a conversation. It's not that big of a deal.
No, it is that big of a deal. Because everybody think they need a Birkin bag.
I mean, I be seeing this shit, but I just, like, people... I guess because I work in the industry, people do that to have conversation. They do that for publicity. They do that to promote a song. They do that to
I'm not talking about Saweetie.
People that can't afford it.
I'm not talking about Saweetie. I'm talking about the regular motherfuckers that really think they are worth their Birkin bag.
But that's what I'm saying. It just gets the broke people that can't afford it talking about it.
They don't deserve a Michael Kors bag.
No. They don't deserve a Kroger bag.
Most of the people that's talking about it can't even afford it, so it don't even matter.
You know
do you have a Birkin bag?
No. I don't even want one. Like, it's, I would...
That's what I understand.
I'm not saying I don't want one, but I'm not saying I do want one. I'm not going to pay
for
it.
Okay, if somebody bought me one, then I'll take it. But exactly. I wouldn't buy it myself because it's not that
having
big of
a Birkin bag only match up if you got a Birkin lifestyle. Exactly. If you work at a club...
You can't be broke and with a Birkin
and you pop up with a Birkin bag, everybody going to be like, oh, that shit is fake. Because it don't make no sense. If you pull up in a Honda Accord with a Birkin bag, it don't make no fucking sense.
Damn.
That's very true, though. Like, Meezy says some shit like, if your first car is a fucking Ferrari, and you got to go everywhere in a Ferrari, you got to go to Kroger in a fucking Ferrari.
It's just stupid.
Like, you look wild, my nigga. Like, even rich niggas got regular cars. But if your only bag, say you got a Birkin bag, you on campus in your Birkin bag. That's the only bag you got. You got to put your school books in it.
But first
your Birkin bag costs a year's worth of tuition.
First of all, if you fucking with a nigga and he got Birkin bag money, he know your situation. He's not going to go buy you a Birkin bag. He's going to buy other shit.
But the problem is, women here believe they worth the Birkin bag.
Don't buy me a fucking Birkin. I'm selling this bitch. I'm going to go give me another nice purse and I'm going to use the money for other shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that don't make sense to me. I really blame Gunna.
That's what I really blame. Mm-hmm. When he came out with that baby Birkin song. And it was bitches that didn't know about Birkin. I want the baby Birkin.
I never even heard that.
But even baby kind of reaffirmed. He kind of on our side with it. Said, call Gunna if you want you a Birkin.
Because I ain't buying it.
I ain't getting that shit.
But he said, I don't know if it was him or Moneybagg, like, he got a, wait, he said something basically in the lines.
I think that was Moneybagg.
What?
That's it. I feel what you're saying, but like niggas, you got to earn that Birkin.
Or you gotta match the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like I said, you can't pull up in a Honda.
So when you see people that are like unemployed, that say, "Oh, I need a Birkin." What is your first mindset?
What kind of? I'm unemployed, but I'm an entrepreneur.
Then you're not unemployed. You're self-employed.
You narcissist. I think their priorities fucked up.
Like, that is my, like, you see, like, and don't get me wrong. Like, when you, I'm not going to tell nobody what their worth is. But at the same time, motherfuckers is not being realistic. You're not being realistic. Like, if you've never been to a nice, restaurant before you meet me, please don't tell me you know Nobu-ass bitch. If you was eating Burger King and fucking Wendy's every night and eat oodles and noodles.
This is my thing. Okay, so I do, like, just my friends, I do, go to a nice restaurant or whatever. But sometimes I do want to try other restaurants that I don't want to pay for when I go with a dick.
Get the fuck out of here.
But I do take myself to nice restaurants as well. But sometimes I want a nigga to take me to some places not that I can't afford it. I might not just want to pay for it. Niggas be thinking bitches is broke because they ask for shit.
Bitches do be broke.
I'm about to give you a prime example.
I know a lot of bitches expect that nigga to buy stuff and they got money. I know bad bitches that's motherfucking got bread and they're not going to buy no designer shit. They niggas buy all their designer shit. But they can pay for it if they want it.
It's women that go to the club. I work in clubs. It's women that go to the club and will stand at the bar and might buy a Ciroc shot. Get in a nigga section and say, I don't drink nothing but 1942. Well, you could have bought that shit at the bar. What happened?
But how much are 1942 shots is now?
About $40.
Mm-hmm. The Ciroc shot's about $12.
I know bitches, they buy 1942.
But you get in the section and you don't want nothing but 1942. You got me fucked up.
That's what I'm saying.
But some bitches that do buy 1942 shots when they go out. Like,
okay, but if you're buying 1942 shots,
but y'all gotta think, y'all mad at the women, but it's the niggas that make it like that. No, like,
how do we make it like that?
It's a lot of niggas that make it to the point where I can go in a club, I don't gotta touch nothing, and I'm leaving with money. Like, it's niggas like that.
Okay, so them niggas is tricks. They're not from Atlanta. Let's put it like that.
Oh, Atlanta niggas definitely be the tricks.
The niggas are from South Carolina.
Really? I'm going to tell you what it is. It's the niggas. It's the niggas.
It niggas all over the world.
You know what pissed me off right now? It's the niggas with the new money that's fucking it up. All the SBA and the damn EDD money and the unemployment money. Yeah, niggas with new money been fucking this shit up all the way.
Well, long
I gotta wait for them niggas to go broke.
Hold on, whoa.
And bitches be fucking it up too. Bitches be fucking it up for the bitches that have requirements.
What you mean?
Yes. Talking to anybody.
I went on a date last week and the nigga thought I was gonna fuck him just because we went on one date.
Okay, thank you. My point last night. My
you have to work
night.
For fucking pussy.
Why do you think?
Serious?
Why do you think?
You know the fuck you not when she want to fuck you. You just didn't want to fuck that nigga. No. When you go, when you date people, when you date people that like you, you do not have to wait for the pussy.
Yes, with me. Even if I like your ass, you're gonna have to
cap
really
on the play.
No, you are gonna have to show me cap why should I like you ain't earned no pussy. Why the fuck should I be giving
the
my pussy?
The blunt is not gonna get you no pussy from me.
The fuck?
You know what's get you pussy? Fucking people that like you. Going out with people that like you.
I go out with people that like you, but even if I like you, why I'm gonna fuck you? I need to feel like, oh, he deserved this pussy. Like. No.
You what make you feel like, how much you got to spend to deserve a pussy?
It don't got nothing to do with spend. I test niggas. Like, because I don't want to be fucking a nigga and say if I get in a bind, I can't even call on this nigga. So I test them, like, when I'm talking and dating them, like, I ask for simple shit, like oil change, car details, some shit, simple shit that's $100, $150. If you can't even spend $150, I know if I'm fucking you and I'm in a bind, I cannot call on your ass.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
That's how I
don't test me.
You gonna test the nigga pockets?
The fucked up part is if I really fuck with a girl I like, I'm gonna want to do that shit.
For real?
When you come and ask for that shit?
I'm not gonna ask for it. I'm gonna leave it out there for you to make a decision.
And if you don't ever catch on, what you doing today?
I'm about to get on. I paid for nails and all type of shit, but I done fuck the girl. Be like, boy, I really fuck with that girl. Oh, you at the next line? Look, shit, whatever it is, send it to me. I pay it. Wait, but that's what I want to do.
Or send me the receipt. I'll reimburse
it. I'm going to throw shit out there.
Yeah, but you can't come off rip like, oh, I need this.
No, women in Atlanta definitely do that shit. Like, you'll get a chick number today. And on Tuesday, hey, what you up to? Shit, trying to figure out how I'm going to pay these bills.
See, I don't do that.
Can you send me $50? I'm short.
First of all, I'm never like a nigga that I'm not even fucking with like that. I'm never going to be like, because I don't want you to think I'm a broke bitch. Like, I can't pay my money.
But women are not afraid to come off as broke bitches. Y'all are different.
Some women.
The majority of women are not afraid to come off as begging ass, broke ass bitch.
I don't think I come off like that. I don't get that.
Why I would never like.
But
just
we're not talking about y'all. We're talking about a generalization.
There are so many different types of women in the world.
We're talking about the women we interact.
It's women.
So y'all need to expand y'all.
It's women on so. It's this woman that. It's women that you see
around women.
It's women that you see on social media right now that are proudly advocating of begging niggas for money or asking niggas for money.
Well, blast a nigga if he don't give a nine.
Like, for real. So
look at this broke ass nigga.
So when we say like,
when I be saying broke ass nigga, it's not because it is.
What make a nigga a broke ass nigga to you?
Like, okay, it's okay. So I had the three requirements. Them like the basics.
What are the three?
A car, a job, and your own place.
Can I ask a question?
Okay.
Why you need a car?
I'm not fucking with no nigga that don't got no car.
But why? Cause look, I ain't have a car for 3 years.
Why?
I don't like driving. But I Ubered everywhere. I had to drive all type of shit.
It just don't. So I mean, why? Okay, and if you
I do meet a lot of niggas in the industry that got drivers.
I got questions.
My thing was, like, everybody always putting, like, they shit on somebody else. Like, it might not even be financially right for me to have a car right now if I can't afford it.
But you see how he said he don't like to drive? I like to drive, but he probably got more money than me.
But he said I might be in a situation where I can't afford a car. If a dude can't afford a car, I don't need to be talking to you.
But why you think he can't afford it?
You just said, what about if
because
he can't afford it?
Listen to this. If I don't want to get in a situation where I got to pay $500 a month and I know... Even though I might have 10...
You're going to pay way more than
but look, I might have 10, 15 in the bank right there. And I can't financially go just buy a car outright. It might not be financially smart for me to just get into an agreement. You never know what's going to happen.
You're going to be paying more money every month Ubering.
No, you're not.
Yes, you do, because I know a nigga that didn't have a car, and he was paying way more money a month Ubering. Like, he was spending, like, $1,000 on fucking Ubers every fucking month.
Niggas is out here paying $1,000 for a 2010 BMW.
Well, he got a car now. His car no way lower than that, and he got a BMW.
But I'm telling you, there's niggas out here with a 2010 BMW with a high-ass interest rate. Paying all that shit.
Well, they just credit must be fucked up.
Just to have a car.
They credit must be fucked up then.
Yeah. A lot of niggas' credit is fucked up. Let's be real about that. My thing is, like, if you got a house and you got means of, like, it's one thing if a nigga come ask you for a ride or use your car, but if he don't ask for that, you shouldn't say that nigga need a car. That nigga gets around without a problem.
Well, then I got questions.
If that nigga get on the
bar, if
he make it home, what's the problem?
Then I got questions on why you ain't got
Why though? Like, if the shit is, like, if it's not an issue for him, like, if he's going through life and he's successful, but he just don't got a car.
Okay, we didn't say that. We just talking about a nigga I meet that don't got no car. I don't know all this shit. That's why I'm asking questions.
I'm be real with you. A lot of niggas in New York ain't got no car.
This New York, but when a lot of times when I meet dudes in New York or whatever, the niggas that do got cars got the money. And the niggas that don't got the cars, some of them not broke, they don't got cars. They just don't want no car.
Mark Pitts take the train.
No, I'm saying some niggas in New York not broke and they still don't have a car. So I let New York niggas slide, but motherfucking LA, why the fuck you ain't got no car?
I damn sure wouldn't get no car in LA.
Why? They don't make no sense.
Because I was just at LA gas for $4.
That's only in certain areas.
When I was there, shit was $5. This only in certain areas. I was staying in Beverly Hills, and I was in traffic, and it was $4, and I had a big-ass truck.
But you got to think about it. If you really stayed in L.A., you really wouldn't be staying in Beverly Hills.
I don't know where I'd be.
Okay.
My money different in L.A. than it is in Atlanta.
I know it is, because niggas that's making money in Atlanta probably wouldn't even be... How they living in Atlanta probably not going to be living the same way in L.A. Sure.
I don't know. I ain't ready to test it, though.
You gotta experience this Atlanta money first.
Yeah.
So y'all don't want no Birkin though.
If I get one, I get one. But I'm not pretty.
If they get one, the smart women put it up and let it become vintage.
Yeah. I would say because that motherfucker appreciate. Yeah, exactly.
That's the biggest thing though. You see a bunch of bitches.
Lot of bitches that want to post.
If
on
you
Instagram.
Ever go broke, you can say it at beach.
But like, if you don't got Birkin pussy, you don't need to be asking for no Birkin.
Shit, if you ain't got a Birkin personality,
like,
I damn sure ain't getting you that shit.
Like, and then the people.
You got a goddamn, not only entertain me, but look, if I take you to my mama got to be damn near in love with you.
The main motherfuckers that's asking for the shit don't even know the process. You can't just walk into a store and ask for a Birkin.
And that's the difference. It's not that many Birkins out here. It's some fake Birkins in this city. It's a whole lot of fake.
But you can go to the casino.
You can't. But look, they don't make that many. That's like walking in and saying, you know, Tesla made 50,000 Teslas last year. But
I mean, I already know that you already broke it down. But I'm saying some people are getting theirs off consignment shops.
Canal Street. That's the consignment shop.
Nah, it's legit consignment shops.
Listen, a lot of these women would not know the difference between a fake and a real Birkin. That is the real shit.
I'm pretty sure. I probably wouldn't either.
So we can.
If a nigga pop up with it, and he got the means to get one. He gave you a fake one. You wouldn't even
like. You can get it. Like you say, you get a real good looking fake Birkin for like $1,000, and the nigga just hand it off to you. You think you got a real one?
Half these women don't even know where the Birkin store at.
I don't know.
They actually will look for a Birkin store. They will look for physically a Birkin store. They don't know. Like they don't know. So when you seeing these conversations happen online, like, come on, Jack, like. You don't live like that.
You're smarter than that.
I don't even be paying attention when it comes to shit like that. It's just stupid as hell.
Let's go to the next topic. I guess we can go into facts or cap. Facts or cap. Emotional cheating is worse than physical cheating.
Emotional facts. Cheating is worse, yeah.
Facts.
It's the same.
Goddamn lie.
It ain't.
Cap.
It's not. It's not the same.
If you, I'll be mad either way. I can get over somebody like if my chick is like emotionally like leaning on a nigga. You can't get over a nigga over your chick sucking another nigga dick.
Nah, I can't. I can't get over that shit
at all.
I agree
with you. I'm more so quicker to get over the emotional cheating versus
because you can figure out what's wrong when it comes to the emotional shit. It's like, damn, you're not
when
being
you get
there
to
for
fucking
me.
Somebody else, then I gotta go. Like, I could probably work.
Damn, you suck that nigga dick. Damn, you must really like that nigga.
Like, no, I probably can't. Okay.
Here's the difference. No, here's the difference.
That's not the same thing. Women, sometimes you women, can suck a dick and not like them.
This, you oh, suck a nigga's dick and you ain't like, oh, no, shit. No, Tyler, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay, let me tell you that's a bad word.
Tyler be sucking these niggas' dick.
No, I don't suck nobody's dick that I don't like.
Tyler, hold on, you don't suck dick?
The people that I like, my man.
Where your man at? Did you have a man last time we talked? What a nigga. Same one? You be cheating. You be cheating on that nigga.
No, I don't be cheating.
don't put this on the internet.
Right.
No, I don't be cheating.
You don't be cheating. You ain't never cheated on that nigga.
But anyways, no. But what I'm saying is, like, some like I get when people say they can fuck somebody and it's no feelings attached, and it's just like I'm understanding. I'm talking from somebody's point of view. I understand when they fuck somebody else and it's nothing, like, you know, it was just like cool, casual. But I feel like if somebody cheats on me and they're like really attached to this other person and they have like this emotion, that's kind of like disrespectful. Like, damn, like it's you really up. Want this part? Like, you really don't even fuck with me like you that. Really like, you really want them? Like, yeah.
My thing is, like, for you to have an emotional attachment, it had to be some shit that went down. Like, if you talk
that nigga
days,
connected.
Yeah, if you
y'all on the phone
days,
like 2 hours a night,
you FaceTime my hoe, all phone. Type of shit, like. If you fucked her, cool.
Y'all sharing jokes
look,
and shit.
I still don't fuck with her because she gave you the one up on me. But if you got an emotional, if this bitch emotionally attached to you, what the fuck?
Y'all start sending each other memes and shit.
Oh God.
funny tweets.
You out of the picture. You're done.
Yeah,
you're done.
Like nah. You got.
I feel like up. You. I feel like you could fix that shit. You could. Hey yo, what's wrong?
No.
What's really wrong? No. Cash, am I wrong? It's so. It once emotionally cheating, it's over.
Cause then I found a whole new person.
Yeah,
you know, somebody who can replace me.
I
mean,
like,
that's
still trying to work it out. But if you cheat, if you fuck somebody else,
you can't
either
suck
way. I'm dropping.
You can't suck the nigga dick. Man.
Okay, no, don't get no head, man. If you just if you just having sex without the head, just I don't know how it's gonna.
Head is worse, bro. Like cheating is one thing, giving a nigga puss up is one thing. You suck this dick.
See, I've never cheated where I've had sex with somebody else. I've been caught talking to somebody before, but I've never had sex with somebody else while I was in a relationship.
So you don't cheat?
No, I
don't. She be cheating.
I cheated in my
life. Ah, exactly.
See, I ain't never
I cheated in my life.
Talon said she don't get that puss up.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Dang, gang. Yeah,
but what I'm saying is physical cheating is not as severe as... Emotional.
Cash was worse. Emotional.
Yeah, definitely.
That's gonna hurt my heart more. Like, cause
you got
like,
a whole another person. You don't need that person no more. Bye.
Look, I'm gonna tell you like this: if a nigga came to me like, "Hey man, I just beat your whole jaws up." You're like, all right, you know,
this
she, listen, but listen.
Beat the whole jaws up.
Beat the whole jaws up. You nigga didn't fuck the mouth.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, okay, that's Memphis. One thing, that's one thing, it's like, all right, he got the one up on me. He did that shit, but if he came, he like, yeah, man, like, I always think about this, that Drake and Chris Brown story. The nigga Drake, in the middle of the club, sent Chris Brown a note that said, "I'm fucking the love of your life."
I've never heard that.
That's
story.
Very sad.
He has a lot of wild stories
never
in
hear
the
that?
Club.
No.
He sent that shit to Chris Brown. Oh, God.
Certified lover boy, January 21st.
He sent him a letter and said...
He wrote a note in the club, sent it to his section.
That's savage shit.
Not only that, it's like, if I found out my girl got an emotional attachment to you, and you've been FaceTiming my girl and this and this and that, oh, now it's smoke. I might kill both of y'all. Because y'all really tried me.
You playing my emotions.
Yeah, like you really tried me because now that nigga can say whatever he want. He can say, yeah, you might love her, but she love me. Now I gotta kill you.
The bottom line is Rihanna has some amazing pussy.
Rihanna had everything she want from this world because she ain't lost yet.
Rihanna ain't took an L yet. I don't know what a Rihanna L look like.
It don't exist.
It don't. Like even that Chris Brown shit, she came up on top.
I ain't gonna lie, look. I'm telling you, when Chris got that note, that when they start throwing the bottles back and forth.
I never knew that story.
Yeah.
Go out there and make it right.
I remember that happening, but I never knew that was the case.
That was the reason.
That was the reason behind it.
That Rihanna pussy with how you doing amazing shit.
And Rihanna think,
that's
be
some
curving
Scorpio
Drake.
Shit, though. That's some Scorpio
and Rihanna
shit.
Rihanna be curving Drake like a motherfucker.
I mean, but he can't. That nigga fuck. Like.
I mean, yeah, he put it
he
in
fucked, but his soul is stuck
he
in that
fuck,
pussy.
But he really liked it, her, though.
Yeah. But that why he, it gets to a point where the nigga realize he ain't gonna get it. He not gonna ever get her the way he want her. So the next thing he can do is sabotage everything. I'm fucking the love of your life.
I feel like if Rihanna wanted to marry Drake 5 years ago, Rihanna would be in a 5-year marriage at this point.
Nikki too. But now we got fucking Kent Petty.
Certified lover boy coming January 21st.
Shit gonna be fire.
Can't wait. I need all emotional Drake.
This is the first time he actually embracing his emotional side of shit. We finna witness this shit.
Oh my god. If it's like take care, the feelings is coming.
Cause usually, he be talking that spicy shit, like how he be doing hoes dirty and shit. I like hugging hoes in the club.
Baby.
But now he actually embracing that shit. It's gonna be fucked up.
You heard the album, BJ.
I heard some shit.
You heard some shit? How it sounds? Is that shit?
Is that shit? Like,
oh shit, we got a leak.
But this album different though, cause
it's R&B Drake.
It's not all R&B.
Is it like Take Care?
But it's more vulnerable. That nigga's vulnerable on his album. Like, he get into the shit with his baby mama, all that shit.
I can't wait.
They got this song that Kanye made. I doubt it ever come out because Kanye made it, but it was supposed to be on the album. Yeah, that shit too.
You know what song that is never going to come out, and I wish I could hear it. I need to find whatever vault is locked away in. That shit Jay Prince goddamn put the thumb down to. The Kanye, the Kanye diss with Drake when they was going at it.
Yeah,
Jay Prince said that shit would have started. The nigga would have been some bloodshed.
Oh, you talking about the diss?
Yes,
yeah. The one he made him put. Yeah, see, the way they talk about it is like, man, I need to know.
I need to know
what was said in that motherfucker.
Because they said that motherfucker.
He must have spilling tea.
I ain't gonna lie, it's higher powers that working that shit.
He must have.
Of course,
just like even with Tory, he said. He got that call from Roc Nation. He was going to address the shit to his fans. And Roc Nation hit him. They was like, I don't think you want to do that. On like some Illuminati shit. Like, nigga, we will fuck
something
you
bad
up.
May happen to your mother.
On some shit like that.
Nah, damn. See?
But I'm just saying, like, if you got a higher power to tell you, you might not want to drop that song.
That would be a bad idea.
That's some mafia shit.
We gonna see now. Shit.
I just know I'm seeing Megan and I pay attention.
You gonna be at a party this week?
I'm gonna be here.
It's here.
This week. Oh, I ain't know she had a party.
She just tweeted it yesterday. How do you win?
She had it last year in Atlanta too.
Really? It was packed. Really? Mm-hmm. I've been to one of her.
Megan the Super Spreader.
I went to her party, one of her parties she had when Megan it was like BET weekend or whatever. This is when she was messing with Moneybagg, yo. But it went like, I don't know, just parties in LA versus party in Atlanta, it's just two different things.
I ain't gonna lie.
She ain't never,
it's more like a gathering
BET Awards was, you remember that shit, Dolph shit last year?
Oh, yeah.
That shit was.
But that was because it was Dolph and it's just some ghetto music.
That shit was hard.
But like, when I go to parties in LA versus when I go to parties in out here, it's just two different type of vibes.
That nigga was giving out nuggets of weed.
For real.
He had a whole,
I mean, but that's what they do in LA. It's nigga, a lot of parties.
That nigga had
the
hoes. That nigga had naked hoes giving out nuggets of weed at his party. Cause
I ain't gonna lie, I came back from LA a whole bunch of edibles.
I took the best shit in that house, though. I ain't never told anybody this shit before, right? I had the shit so bad when I was at Dolph party.
Oh, you said you took a shit in the house.
Yeah.
I said you had the best shit.
I thought you were talking about the
No, I had like take.
Right.
I had the shit so bad when I was in that house. You up there like, see, my hotel like 20 minutes away, like probably 30, like with traffic. So I was like, damn, bro, I got a shit. So I was in.
OMG.
The bathroom was big. The bathroom was probably bigger than this room, bro. So, like, I was in the bathroom comfortable
you
as fuck.
You must went one to them bathrooms in the,
No, I went
the
to the bathroom. No, in the living room.
Oh, because I'm about to say, I went to the bathroom. That hoe was, it was a line.
Yeah, no, I got it early.
I got it early. Shit in there. Somebody was going to know you was shitting.
They probably knew I was shitting, but shit, I ain't give a fuck.
Black shit. Hey, this house that we just stayed in L.A., they got down, they had the bathroom, but they ain't had no toilet paper.
Oh,
they had the bidet.
Oh, yeah, with the water?
Yeah.
Man, not only it had a water dryer, a heater. All oh, that yeah. Shit.
I saw when I was in Vegas one time, they had one of them. And it was literally me and my friend. She was like, I was using a regular restaurant and she couldn't hold it, so she tried to use that. And it literally was a scene from the Baps. Like, the shit was just everywhere. We couldn't stop it. We falling on the floor. I was like, oh my gosh, bitch, this is just like on the movie. We could not turn the hole off. Like, water just
and that motherfucker spray hard.
It don't hurt.
I guess he's trying to look, clean what it needs to clean.
I won't finna walk out there with a shitty ass, like I said.
Let's get into the next facts or cap. Facts or cap. Men do not marry the woman they love the most. They marry who's around when they're ready to marry.
I think so. Mm.
I definitely think so.
I think part of that is true, right? Because I feel like if you may meet a motherfucker that you in high school with that you really goddamn like, yo, I fuck with you a lot. But shit, you in high school, you're not ready to marry a motherfucker in high school. But shit. Time goes on, by the time you're 35, when you ready to actually marry a motherfucker, you like them, but you don't like the motherfucker as much as the chick in high school.
I say caps for one reason, though. Because nowadays, niggas get divorces like it ain't nothing.
Yeah.
So he might marry the wrong one first, then marry the right one. Might have been the best friend the whole time on some shit.
Yeah. Do y'all be friends with motherfuckers? Do you think it's important to be friends with the person that you marry first?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Very much so.
That's why
the next nigga I be with, he got to be my best friend.
Well, I feel like that's my thing now. Because, shit, I'm not trying to rush into a relationship with nobody. Like,
I said last night on Clubhouse, I be looking around and my best friend's like, damn, am I supposed to marry this person?
Like, we cool and like, shit.
You talking about your female best friend?
Yeah. Like, because...
Just because y'all best friends?
Nah, not because we best friends.
You don't want to, like... Miss out on some
shit. I don't want to miss the signs. Like, you know, you be hearing the stories about motherfuckers who miss out on the love of their life.
I don't be believing they really.
So you don't think you can? You don't think you can have a relationship with your best friend? Your best nigga friend? You don't think
who
like
know
they
all
can,
your skeletons in your closet who still accept you for what you
I
are?
I couldn't see myself with none of my homeboys.
I ain't say homeboys. I say your best friend.
Your best friend. There's a difference between homeboys and best friends.
But I couldn't see myself. No.
I couldn't do it.
Why not?
I just don't see myself doing that.
Because you're not looking right.
No. I don't look at their ass like that.
Yeah, I don't look at them like that.
See how women miss out on their blessings?
Oh, my gosh. Niggas be killing me. Talk about you missing out on your blessings.
No, because just how they know my stuff, I know their stuff. And it's like, no, you're not.
It's not even.
You're not going to do
me. When you hit 35 and y'all actually still ain't married and y'all know everything, I ain't gonna say your standards go down, but you become more willing to accept that this is maybe the person you need to be with.
Even if I'm not married by 35, that don't mean
marriage,
shit.
That just
because I know people.
So you're not pressing to get married?
I do want to get married, but I feel like I've seen the reality of marriage to the point where it's like I'm not just gonna marry somebody just to say I'm married. I agree.
And I think a lot of women get married just for the sake to say they're married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I went through that phase with my
So who's pressed for marriage? Can we say women are pressed for marriage more than
okay,
men?
Okay, I can't say for that. Sure. But I think that's something that like has been put in our heads since we were younger. Like you see people that married, like when I remember, you know, as a girl when you're younger, everybody wants a family. Like you always I wanna be a mom, I wanna be a have a husband, kids, you know, it's like
you feel like that too?
You don't, well, don't I don't
no
know.
Kids.
I feel like that was a lot of things.
You don't want no kids?
Girls are younger. They wanted it.
You want their kids? Ideal family. How many kids you want?
I want two, maybe three.
You be having raw sex?
That's not for the internet.
No, for real. Because I found out this weekend that a lot of niggas be having raw sex, and I'm in the rare majority that don't.
Well,
that's good for you.
I haven't had sex since
March 12th.
Cap.
No.
Big cap.
Yet.
That's when the pandemic started.
Cap on the play.
I haven't had sex.
I mean,
no, I went a whole year without sex from 2018.
All this ass, anybody knocking the walls down?
Nigga, just because I date you, that don't mean I'm fucking you. Like if
you don't got no certified dick, you just be calling up.
No, nigga.
And the city girl, Earl.
No, I'm not fucking somebody that don't earn that
you be,
ain't worthy of pussy.
You be going through batteries like a motherfucker, too.
I do masturbate a lot. I know what it is.
She read the Steve Harvey book.
No, the fuck I did.
She got that 90-day waiting period.
You be having that shit?
Okay, I said I want to try the 3-month thing.
You out your fucking mind.
But I've never done the 3-month.
That shit is
I said I want to try by
You know why that's cap?
Three.
Because me as a nigga, I would say, I waited 3 months. And I,
but I don't tell on, the
on
nigga.
Day, on day 91.
I said you can't put a time limit. I thought never, you got to go with the vibe.
Yeah,
like,
but if we vibing, it might happen when I sooner than 3 months. The 3 month thing, I never tell the nigga that I'm waiting 3 months.
You know
three
where the
months.
Flaw is in that 3 month shit?
We're going to be fucking somebody else.
Not even that. Not, I ain't going there. The flaw in that is, if I get the day 91 and I finally get the cookie,
but
and that shit's some bullshit. I'm leaving.
But I feel like
y'all missing the whole concept.
What is the concept? Tell
it. I feel like within the 90 days, you're supposed to be able to build this type of vibe to the point where, you know, like sometimes for girls at least, you can have sex with somebody and it can be decent, but it's a little bit better because you like them. Like it's a little more feeling that it's gonna feel better. If I don't like if we don't even have that vibe.
If she trash, then she just trash.
But I'm saying though, if it's trash and you like them a little bit, you gonna make an exception. Like,
yeah, yeah. I have made exceptions for niggas.
So that's what I'm saying. The
90
days is kind of trying to get that to the point where it's an exception just in case it's bad.
Yeah, that is true. Cause my first love thing was real smile.
I'm gonna tell you like Savage said, my attention span too short to wait on pussy.
Well, you gotta meet somebody that's keeping your attention.
Right.
You ain't
that's
with that person.
But the issue is, the motherfuckers that be trying to do the 90-day shit are not interesting.
They're not worth 90 days.
But yeah. A lot of times when girls try to, well, okay, like if I try to do the 90-day thing with a guy, I'm not going to tell him for one. Second,
you ain't gotta
if a guy's not going to think about you doing 90 days, he's not going to think about, oh, she making me do 90. He's not going to think.
No, I'm going to think, oh, you got some bullshit.
Cause look, it depends on how much y'all together. Like if I see you once every week and a half, 2 weeks, it might you might get away with it. But if I see you 3 days out of the week, and we progressing, we hanging out, we cuddling and shit, and shit still ain't going, I'm like, oh shit, on this.
Like if I'm doing everything right, and like you like I know that you wanna fuck, and you just giving me the runaround. You're some bullshit. Like,
well, I haven't dated nobody seriously since January, so.
I like 10 months ago.
Until March.
No, the dude that I fucked in March, we was talking, but it wasn't the guy that I was last messing with in January.
So
we was talking from,
it.
Like, okay, so, and that's another reason why
so your
I ain't
pussy could probably open up a pickle jar right now.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I know exactly what it means.
That motherfucker is yanking. That motherfucker got a grip on him.
Shut up. No, and another reason why I'm not fucking, because the last dude I did fuck with, like, we was talking, like, when I tell you, talking on the phone all the fucking time, very consistent, but he stayed in another city, it's me. Well, I stayed in L.A., he stayed somewhere else, or whatever. And then, like, I slick felt played, and that's why I really don't be want to give niggas a pussy, because I had to eat that up, because I feel like I had to take that one for the team. I feel a little played.
So your idea of sex is just giving niggas pussy. It's not you getting dick.
Because I don't have to have sex. I went a whole year without having sex.
I mean, I did that too, but it ain't fun.
Well, last time you got the dick?
It got to the point where I didn't even think about sex. Yesterday? I wasn't even masturbating during the
year. I definitely thought about it.
See, when I went the whole year without sex, I wasn't masturbating. Like, sex was never would come across my mind. I wasn't never horny or anything like
wallet.
That. Yeah.
You know how I made it through that year without sex? Yeah. Anytime I felt the urge to, I might fuck her, I go in the bathroom and rub one out. And that post-nut clarity be like,
hey, post-nut clarity do be saving a lot of niggas. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
I'm telling you, if niggas did that shit, a lot of niggas wouldn't have baby mamas.
And no bullshit. And it'd be a lot, like the prostitution market would be at a bottom out. Like, it'd be non-existent. Because if I'm horny, and, like, shit, I'm just about to make a bad decision just go buy some pussy. But, like, if I jack off first and, like, damn, I don't even
it'll
feel like
save one of my relationships.
I don't even feel like being bothered with nobody right now.
Because I DJ, so I've been on the road a lot. I've been in a relationship where I was on tour. And I'm big on not cheating, but it was one time I was weak. It was probably, like, 20 days in. And I thought about it. You could feel that shit in your soul, like, in the pit of your stomach. I tell you, I went and I got that shit off, and I was like, bro, I almost fucked all the way up. Mm. And ever since then, I always tell my niggas, like, it's going to save your ass.
So you just do that instead of?
I do that before.
Okay.
I do that before, because it's literally like, you ain't never been watching a porno, and you get that nut, and you like,
what the fuck am I watching?
I'm watching this bad ass
filthy shit.
Right out. You turn it right on.
You're like, oh, this shit, man.
Let me turn these incognito tabs off.
I'm watching it to get my imagination flowing.
That's how I be though. Like I be in the bathroom, like, ugh, wash my hands.
Oh God,
man, I'm sorry, Jesus.
Oh God, I'm like, man, this shit nasty.
See, now
hell.
I kind of do it to like go to sleep.
Yeah, oh, you rely on it.
It puts you right on to sleep. Mm-hmm. I, some wine. If you drunk, you just go ahead.
Why, nigga? What the fuck is you going through?
What? It make you feel sexy.
Yeah. You be putting on slow music. You be,
no, I just drink wine to turn music.
I just.
You be flicking the bean to Waka Flocka?
See, I like it quiet. What? I don't want no TV on, no music. I don't want nothing.
See, my only caveat is the lights got to be off.
I got to be under the cover.
The lights can be on.
Under the cover? Dirty I sheets having
it? See, I ain't got to have all these.
Crunchy sheets having
it? I got silk sheets,
baby. Oh, you a player. You think you slick. I know what's going on.
That's disgusting, Callie. Ugh. Oh, my God. All right, so what would the homies do, right? So, ladies, this is more a question for y'all. So, what would you rather have? What's the perfect credit score? 800?
850.
850. Mm-hmm. What would you rather have? A fat ass or a 700 credit score?
A 700 credit score? I can buy a fat ass with that.
Mm. Can you?
These bitches is
getting more than BBL three.
The payment plans.
What's the BBL?
How much BBL three go for? How much BBL go for?
No, I'm saying
the BBL probably for like $4,500.
Oh, we got a confession.
I'm not ashamed of it.
Motherfuckers do be ashamed of it. Can we see the results?
There was a thread on Twitter though about like the recovery process.
That shit did look uncomfortable.
Oh, it wasn't really that bad.
Can we see the results?
Nigga, you seen me 1,000 times.
I haven't. Not since you had it put on the table.
Oh,
no.
Put it on the table.
Nigga.
Put it on the table. It's a. Boom! The genius holding you back. That's not the desired result. But we can tell. Like, when the genius come out, that motherfucker spill out. I already know.
You went to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You still owe your five?
No.
Hold on. How long ago was it?
I got mine in 2017.
Oh, you a seasoned vet.
Yeah, I got mine in 2000.
Didn't you get something like a few months ago? Like
I got, I had a Lipo 360 back in December.
Yeah.
Because when I got the BBA, I didn't know about Lipo 360 or whatever. So afterwards, I kind of found out about it afterwards because I wanted to get the back fat gone. And so this nigga I was talking to had got it for like a Christmas gift.
A nigga. You know what I found out the other day?
What happened?
I already had two of them motherfuckers.
I found out too, and that really broke my heart. But I still love her.
And that motherfucker still moving.
She had a fat transfer.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
No, I'm not saying nothing wrong with it, but she had two BBLs, and I'm like, that motherfucker
moves.
See,
I wouldn't have. It still moves because it's just fat. It's different. No,
her shit moved for real.
I know.
This should be moving.
It's hers.
Yes.
It's hers.
It's still, that's how I can tell mm-hmm. of who got ass shots and who got a BBL.
Your back shot air smell
because,
crazy,
because,
huh?
Like, the ass still going to jiggle. Like,
I ain't
going
to lie. I can hit a girl and know she got a BBL. Cause you see all them.
You can kind of tell now though, like it's a difference between motherfuckers that be getting the ass shots and motherfuckers that get the BBA. You can tell, like the ass shots be looking stiff, like nigga got a backpack
the
on
booty
the,
is hard.
A backpack on the ass.
I've seen it
but
on
see
Lord.
What they fuck up is they don't get nothing else. And they don't get no hips, they don't get no leg meat. It's just ass.
You want a BBL?
No, I'm straight. Hey, I like my size.
There's one girl at Allure where that motherfucker just look.
I'm
crazy.
Just wearing baggy clothes today, but it's there.
She said, "Don't be confused.
We trust it. I trust it." You don't got to put it on the table. You good. You said there's one girl out of you, Allure, what?
That shit looks so fucking just.
But sometimes, like, it's a difference between, like, a nigga will want to talk to somebody that got some real, like, her shit look realistic. Mm-hmm. But
Most people don't think I had a BBL. They don't
I wouldn't know.
I only know because
you. Because it fits your body. If you look as hell and you got a fat ass with skinny ass legs. They be like, man, hell nah.
Yeah, but some I already had, like, big thighs.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm saying. That
feet.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But Ari already had, like, you know.
And you little, so you can't handle no look crazy. You can't handle no big, crazy ass booty.
No, I'm
going to roast your ass. Mm-mm. If you ever get it, I swear to God, I'm going to roast shit out of
your
ass.
I might get a little titty.
Your titty's nice.
Yeah, I need a little C.
What you with?
B.
You are, like, 130, 140.
And see, I'm
not even
reduction.
That.
Exactly. So you good.
I'm trying to get a reduction.
A titty reduction? Why don't y'all just...
I mean, mine's real, but I want a reduction.
Swap.
Swap.
Reduce?
Yeah. Yeah. Just get... Just... The Shared Titty Coalition. You did? Damn. Talon? I ain't know you had...
You know the funny part? The only thing niggas can get is a little ab itch and shit.
I know, because I don't want no nigga... No, niggas be getting lipo, but I don't want no nigga that had no surgery. This gay as fuck.
What?
That's gay as fuck.
How you take it down?
Because you care about your body that much that you're going to get lipo? What kind of man is that? No.
If Tyler, nigga, do you agree with this
if
shit?
If a nigga is getting lipo... Okay,
so but to say it's gay.
It's gay to me.
Gay?
It's gay to me.
Okay, so I'm not going
to
say...
Fellas, is it gay to care about your body?
It's not about your body. Maybe it's somebody. Some niggas like, that can't move that way. I feel bad when I see the videos of the dudes getting the wigs on. Like, I do be feeling bad, like, damn. Like,
oh, nah,
know,
baby.
They do have self-esteem.
We just cut that motherfucker's off. We just cut that motherfucker off, baby.
When they be getting
the
wigs, I do be feeling bad.
Niggas be
like,
getting that shit,
like,
they glue and shit
me
put on.
They got self-esteem, too. They got some self-esteem, too. However, if a guy, like, I'm dating him, he kind of told me, oh, I done had lipo, and then I start, like, seeing it, like I can tell, like I start seeing the scars and shit, then I don't think I'm gonna be able to.
Is all kinds
I mean,
I'ma
just, I can, when I hear lipos, so I know what the fuck these damn dots and shit is.
I'm telling you, anytime you see a girl, you hitting some shit and you see dots around her ass, she got a BBL.
Yeah.
Niggas, she ain't had that surgery to get them removed.
Yet. Niggas like hitting the fake ass. Niggas like hitting the fake ass. Niggas don't want to be with a fake ass, like, unless I connect with your personality.
You know the craziest thing I ever did?
What'd you do?
We hit a girl while she was wearing her little faja.
What happened?
He got a little hole for the pussy. I'm not lying.
He do got a hole for the pussy.
I'm not lying.
But that's for you to pee.
She didn't want to take it off.
Was it not like...
She had just had it?
Nah, it was like maybe a month after she got it.
Oh, okay.
Like, she was still, like, concerned.
Yeah, because, like, even after I had got my lipo or whatever, like, I didn't want to get hit from the back because my skin was...
Nah, niggas got to see that shit, baby. You got to see that. I know your ass got beluga, beluga, beluga.
Wavy.
It's wavy. Your ass be wavy, baby. Am I lying?
I don't know. I ain't back there.
You ain't never had no video?
No.
You corny.
Hey, that's what y'all gotta get into, though.
Y'all don't like
women
videos?
Women nowadays will be that's like, crazy. Hey, record this shit and airdrop it to me. I love that shit.
If I
want a few bitches only fans.
Because if my video too good, I'll be like,
I love that shit too.
Ain't no, if I'm recording anything,
but your face don't be in to do it.
I've done one recording. It was like in high school with my first boyfriend.
Your face be in it?
And this
like,
shit was
okay,
on my shit.
It was
childish.
A little. It was my lips.
Your lips.
It was a little childish.
It was.
She said her lips was in it.
That's childish too.
You suck a dick.
I was in high school. I was in 11th grade.
Oh shit, that's child porn. We're not watching that shit. I mean, I got videos too, but my face in it, so I'm not sending them hoes out.
You know what?
You don't show your friends at least.
You know how?
Why would my friends want to see my videos? What the fuck's wrong with y'all?
Well, maybe we can open.
No, it's different.
Women
for,
is different.
Yeah,
like, it's different for
like,
girls.
If a nigga was like, yeah, like, what the fuck is you showing this nigga this?
You
yeah,
know,
that's
nah,
different.
You know,
but
what,
I,
you know what
I,
the
I
difference
my,
is?
What?
Women will show their friends their naked body.
Yeah, because we... If
but niggas ain't going around like, damn, bro.
Damn, look at my dick veins. What the fuck is wrong with you?
But girls, they walk around each other naked, so it's kind of...
Yeah, niggas don't.
Yeah, I would hope not.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause I with me, like I feel like I got a real gay, good gay radar, and
radar.
I love. Shut up. I love a manly ass man.
Alpha
like,
male.
Like all these new shit niggas be on. I don't be liking this shit.
What? Like what? Tell us.
Fucking man purses and shit. I don't like this shit.
What's a man purse?
Them fucking, you know what a man purse is?
What's a man purse?
A Birkin.
Them fucking bags that the niggas be.
I know a nigga that owned a Birkin. He bought a Birkin for himself. Oh, you mean like one of those?
Yeah, I don't like that.
You know why I got
I only
that?
No, I'm gonna tell you the only way I give a pass, cause I went on a date with this one nigga a couple of weeks ago, whatever, and he the first nigga I ever went on a date with, or you know, they had a bag, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I just want to know what you carry up in there. Mm-hmm. And then he like started putting out the shit, but he had like 20,000 in there. Okay, mm-hmm. That's an exception for you. You can carry that motherfucker. But if you don't got, if you not carrying that type of money,
you know what's in my shit?
If you ain't got no gun or no real money in there, you don't need to be carrying it.
Guns and money.
But some niggas carrying it ain't got neither.
What they got in their CarMax?
They be having some bullshit.
Chargers.
In there.
All I know
they
is.
Charger, they fucking brush. They phone.
No, but guns and money.
Exactly. That's an exception.
Yeah,
but honestly, this one dude I talked to, he said you can fit $10,000 in your pocket.
You can. Well, I ain't putting it in my pocket.
But
if it's all, if it's
he
all hundreds.
He carried $10,000 in his pocket. But if you got...
Did he have a gun in the purse?
No, the dude that with the $20,000, he just had the money.
I'm talking about a nigga that had the $10,000 in his pocket.
Yeah. He had a gun in his car.
That's what we call a Pablo Juan.
I'm about to say.
That's a lick.
Yeah, boy.
No, he carry a gun on him.
In his car? He got to get to the car.
Well, that's because we was in.
I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna tell you one thing, though.
Whatever the
strip club. Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. One thing about me, though. If I ever go in the club, I have my gun on me. And the only way I get my gun is because they don't check me. But I can't just have it on my hip. So it's in the bag. Because ain't no way I'm going to no club.
But Atlanta different. Atlanta, you can carry them up. Especially if you know security.
Bro, especially if you know security. Them niggas don't even check niggas. Well, I'm just saying.
Y'all niggas that be carrying these motherfucking man bags that don't got no gun, don't got no real motherfucking money. You don't need to be carrying it, motherfucker.
What's the minimum you need in your man bag?
$10,000.
Nah, don't do that.
So if a nigga got $9,000, he got that.
Shut up. You know what the fuck
I carry $5,000, and that's just.
Yeah, I wouldn't walk
around. I'm not a walking lick either, but if I go to a club, you know, or for example.
But you can fit that in your. I'm saying, but if you got a gun, then of course you're going to have the $5,000 in the gun. But if
why would I want $5,000 in my pockets?
I mean, you can fit it in there.
According to her.
Pockets like these.
You can fit it in there. You can fit it in there.
So you just rather motherfuckers just look and be like, damn, that's $5,000.
You cannot tell that's $5,000 in somebody's pocket.
If you got can't eyeball pads, a perk. You can't eyeball the perk.
That's what we call thigh pads. If I see a nigga with thigh pads, I'm like, all right, he got a gun on him somewhere. Because ain't no nigga that dumb.
Well, maybe I ain't no nigga because I don't be looking it hard.
How much money in your purse?
I don't carry cash.
We're going to rob your ass anyway.
That's the difference, though. You might not, but niggas, especially street niggas, that looking for a strike.
But it's niggas that's carrying bags with nothing in there. But
it depends on where they go.
A brush. No, it's niggas that's their everyday thing. Ain't shit up in there, but they brush, they motherfucking phone.
It's situations like this.
Headphones.
Like the people I work with and where I go, I don't know who the fuck might have any issues. But I always feel like if a nigga got some shit on him, gun or money that's visible, he almost daring niggas to try some.
But I'm saying it's some niggas that just carrying these bags.
Okay, I can't speak for them
for
niggas.
For the look. And it's literally nothing worth up in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I can't speak on them.
Let's go to the next question. Who holds friendships longer, men or women?
Men.
Damn.
Men easily. You ain't even got to debate that one.
Yeah, because men can get the fight with their friends.
We talked about this shit. If 10 female friends go to Miami, how many coming back friends?
Two. Maybe six.
Two. Man.
I've been two. On big girls trips. Yeah, and everybody like, came back.
At what age, though?
Like a couple of years ago.
Oh, we talking about like, we start college age.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm in college, so let me say.
Everybody
okay.
She in college.
Okay, so I done came back, and all of us been friends still, but I done, this past spring break, I came
question.
Back with
did y'all all
one.
Have boyfriends?
Huh?
Did y'all all have boyfriends?
Yeah.
That's why. If y'all going out there single as fuck, fucking on whoever you want to fuck on, y'all ain't coming back.
Why y'all just go to town as fuck?
We have been in college before. Women are in Miami the same reason niggas is in Miami. Y'all here to get dick and head.
That's not true.
No, we don't go out. We have never been in Miami.
Maybe not you, but your friend.
It's not true. So y'all don't go out of town to get your whole face? To relive your whole face?
No.
You don't like having. Hold on, you don't like having sex. Let me talk to you.
She done went a year.
Yeah, you don't want a year without dick. You don't like dick. You might be gay. I don't know.
I'm not going.
Got the BBL for nothing.
I'm not
you got all that ass now for what?
Oh my god, you sound just like my guy friends. He be like, you got a BBL, don't want nobody to fuck.
Exactly. That's how niggas think. Like, why?
It's like niggas get brand new.
Goddamn lie.
I got it for myself.
You went through that dangerous a procedure for yourself.
It's like niggas getting veneers and not smiling. What's the point?
I mean, I invested in my teeth, so.
Like, do you smile?
Yeah, okay. I was smiling.
No, your mean ass don't smile.
I was smiling before.
Talon. You be out of town getting dick down.
No, I don't.
This
like
is a safe place.
This is a safe place. Why do y'all really think women go out of town?
I don't
have
sex.
No, perfect example.
That is
my, one of my homegirls just left Toulon, right?
Not only did she have a foursome, she had a foursome on multiple nights, and
that's just her.
She wanted to get that.
Who
pussy
do you think she had the foursome?
She got that pumpkin pounded.
It was
her and three niggas?
Nah, it was her, another girl and two niggas.
Hey, man. get out how you live. And we're not judging. We're not judging y'all.
It ain't never judgment because I did some wild shit.
It's not no judgment, but I'm saying a lot of women don't just go out of town and just
a lot of women do because I have fucked multiple friends in the same group.
Those are the women that you're fucking with. Your
friends might not do that.
That shit don't work.
You seen the movie Girls Trip?
Huh?
You seen the movie Girls Trip? Okay. So it must be something that's common.
No, that's just something they want to put in just for fun.
I've seen a chick catch some crazy bodies in one night just because was fucking lit and horny.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking nobody more.
But one thing we got to accept in 2020 and 2020 and 21 moving forward, women like crazy sex.
I mean, some women do, but I feel like...
One of the things I learned this year is like women like trains. That is one thing that I have learned in 2000.
Okay, so what? What do you define what trains are? Because we have this argument.
Let me say this. A train is two niggas fucking you simultaneously.
Okay.
At the same time. So that is not a threesome.
Is them niggas
fucking each other?
No.
That's a train.
Listen, I'm going to clarify why it's not a threesome.
No.
You're not going to go.
Shut up, Talon.
This is what. I argue with my friends.
Listen.
Because they tell me that this
I'm not going to go to my homeboy and say, hey, I just had a threesome with bruh and a girl.
Nope.
I'm going to go to my homeboy and be like, yeah, man, me and bruh just ran a train on old girl. Because the truth is, some women out there want a dick in their pussy and a dick in their mouth. And that's how they get off.
Or they want a dick in their mouth, a dick in their pussy, and a dick in their ass.
I've had a girl, ain't gonna lie, this past summer, recently, that was her fantasy. She asked me to fulfill that fantasy.
Women like that shit. Like, actively look for that shit.
I told her the only reason.
They thought about being gangbanging. I'm like, wow.
I said, the only reason I can't help you fulfill that fantasy is.
Not enough niggas.
No, not even that. I would do it, but understand that once I do that, you ain't nothing but a throwaway to me. Like,
oh, she wanted to be your girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Hell no. Nah.
Bitch, you cheat.
She was on some shit like, can we go out and not, you know, we get a nigga and she was like, I don't even want to fuck him. I want you to fuck me. I just want to suck his dick. I said, nah.
What? Girl, hell
we can
nah.
do that, but believe me, I'm going to pick the nigga that's going to be my partner and you're going to be a throwaway after that.
And you talk about
and that's when she stopped.
If what? She wanted to do that, she should have wanted to do that with somebody that she wanted
Look,
to do
I had
baby.
A whole story time in my fist about that shit.
You do not need.
Okay.
She said she wanted to be with you, but wanted to.
If you want to do
that, she said
that
was her fantasy.
You should have
kept that shit to yourself, bitch.
No, she should have did that fantasy with somebody she don't want to be her nigga.
Damn,
that's
what
I said.
But then she ain't
gonna get
the same feeling.
But listen, no. Some niggas probably would have been with that. Them niggas is called cucks. They like seeing. They like seeing other niggas fuck their girl. I'm not with that shit. I'm not finna get my rocks off with somebody else fucking my girl.
Right.
Some niggas are with that shit. Not me.
But I think one reason she asked me is because I do like freaky shit, but I draw the line somewhere.
Some women will jump off the porch with the freaky shit.
You say you like freaky shit, they go all the way to 10.
Like, I know one, I don't know if she was trying me with this shit, she just trying to see how far I would go, but she said she had a rape fetish. I was like, yo, what?
No. Right. Not
y'all
in this society.
Weird ass.
Yeah,
where's
y'all
meeting
these people?
Social media.
So, we got this shit called Clubhouse, right? We was on Clubhouse this morning.
You was in that room?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The sunny room, right?
Yes, the sunny
women
room.
Women there are talking about they love pegging niggas and eating niggas' asses and hitting their G-spots and all type of
that
wild shit.
That shit gay as fuck to me. Any nigga.
So, I actually know this girl ass. That enjoys doing that.
Like, I know
she
a really girl
got me
that
fucked
eat,
up.
And her nigga,
and she
ass.
Said it turns her on.
I know a few girls that eat niggas' ass.
One chick was in there like a full confession, like, yeah, I be eating
do
niggas'
it.
Ass.
Niggas don't.
She said, I'm grown, baby. Yes, I eat.
But she was fine
ass.
As fuck. Hold on, that is the thing, though. That is the thing, though. That is the thing. Like, all like the mid bitches, all the mid bitches was like, no, I don't do that. I don't do that.
I know,
but the bad hoes was like, I be eating the shit out these niggas' ass.
I know some bad bitches that be eating ass.
I've never fought with a nigga that even want me to go down that far.
So
like,
look, I asked the question. I said, so when y'all eat these niggas' ass, like, no homo, do the nigga just toot this shit up in the air? Like, he rides your face
you
or what? Like,
yeah, stand up and squat.
So
I think they push the legs over.
One girl was like, I don't never ask the nigga, I just do it. I said, oh yeah, I would have had to fight you.
I was like, how you do that? She was like, oh, I go from licking the gooch and I just hit.
The gooch is acceptable.
That's what I'm saying. If you get right there.
The gooch is acceptable.
Because if you're too close for me, that's too close.
Bro, if she's sucking your dick vigorously enough, she gonna be goddamn licking. She gonna be on the gooch. She gonna be like,
that's too close.
If she ever lick the ball, she gonna
like,
suck the
I don't
gooch.
Even like when spit go down my crack and get anywhere near my ass.
That do feel weird on the ride home.
Why you not wiping?
Because it's some shit that be happening on the way home. It be some shit.
You're gonna go to the bathroom and wipe.
It be some shit that be happening on the way home. Like if you ever eat a bitch pussy and like you gotta ride home with the pussy smell on your lips and on your beard. I got a beard, bro. So that shit, like...
So it's gonna linger.
Every now and then, that shit'll waft up and you just smell that shit. Like, fuck.
Especially if it's that all-day pussy.
I can't do shit till I can't do shit. I can't even
that
eat.
That pussy had a long day.
You gotta go in the bathroom and do a little...
Bro, no, you gotta shower that bitch off. You gotta shower.
You gotta moisturize to get all that shit out. You need shampoo your beard.
You gotta put some Irish Spring on that motherfucker. If your smacks... That's facts. That is big facts, nigga. You gotta.
But some dudes, like girls shit. I know, yeah, some dudes like it or whatever. And one time, my friend and this dude she was talking to, and she ate his ass, and I had to ask, I was like, do you toot your legs up? Do you put it up? But he said, like, when you're sucking the dick and she go down there and then, I guess, you raise up a little bit or whatever. And I told him, no, that shit gay.
I wouldn't do it, but it looks good on porn.
I just pictured that shit in my head and the only thing I heard.
That shit is gay to me. And then I know some girls said, like, the dude don't ask her when she giving him head, they'll push the head down further. If you... A nigga ever did it to me. I'm putting my clothes on and I'm like, I'm not fucking with you no more. I think you gay.
Still pushing
and
I'm balls.
Like, yeah, I'm about to say.
I feel like you punch niggas. You be punching niggas?
No.
You choke niggas? No. I feel like, are you aggressive in bed?
Choke niggas.
No.
Are you aggressive in bed?
No.
No.
You ain't never choke a nigga.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Count.
I hate to think about it.
Yeah.
You be choking niggas, Tyler? Your hand. What? You like 140.
They be the most aggressive.
They like it.
I like it. I ain't gonna lie.
I publicly put
that on Twitter.
You put your finger in a nigga booty before?
No.
I don't.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that with his booty.
None.
Yeah, okay. That shit gay. That shit is gay.
You ain't never licked the goose before?
No.
This is far.
Okay.
You know I had.
That's acceptable. Look.
I've never licked the
You know
gooch.
Another problem with the
shit is,
scenario?
Like, if you licking balls, the gooch, like, the gooch
balls.
Is right here.
I don't be licking balls.
Nigga, if you're licking balls,
She said she don't lick balls.
Oh, you don't lick balls.
I have before, but I really don't like it.
But I'm saying, if you're licking balls, at least the saliva from the ball can get on the gooch.
No, I'm just, okay.
I feel like you boring.
I really don't like
You got all this ass and you boring.
I really don't like giving head. All
right, well, that's why I draw the line.
Get out.
Oh. That's childish. I said it already. But you childish.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Grow up.
No, but I'll give it. But I don't like
it. I don't want it if your heart
pumpkin
is
pussy.
It feel like a task.
It's supposed to feel like
it should be getting you off.
Yeah.
Oh no, it doesn't turn me on.
You supposed to be feeling like you in control.
That's what
bitches be saying. But in my head, I'm like, ugh. Like,
I think type of nigga be like, yeah, you in control, baby. You got what
I think.
Want?
I think of all the times I ate pussy before, and that shit turned me on. Like,
shit never turns me on. In my head, well, I'm like, soon as my mouth starts hurting,
oh my god. I remember this time specifically. Yeah, this bitch was sitting on my face, and like all this shit was covered. My eyes was just up, and I could just hear her caressing the top of my head. And I was like, "Yo, bitch, yeah." And when she was done, she rubbed her shit in, like, so it was like so like casual.
No,
like,
I be thinking I'm ready. As soon as my mouth starts, I'm done.
Nah, I know.
But you like getting
so
your pussy
good.
This the thing. I don't ask for it because I don't want you to ask me to give you head.
But you like getting your pussy.
So how do y'all start?
Like it, how do you start, nigga? That's how you start sex.
No, I'm saying how do she start? She said,
like,
you know,
he'll give me head, but like if you're not that nigga, I'm not giving you head. So you can give me head, I'm not gonna give you head. If you're not that nigga,
pussy in the booty. Like I said, that's how we get. This. We gotta warm the coochie up.
Everybody I fuck, I'm not giving head to.
Yeah.
We gotta warm the coochie up.
I'm not giving just because we fuck. They don't mean I'm giving you head.
Yeah, head is a part of sex.
Because you can't give everybody head.
But at least we know. If you cheating on a nigga, you're not going to suck his dick. So, shout out to you.
I'm not cheating, though. But I've been single for 6 years.
You ain't doing shit.
So at this point, I think the problem is you.
Yeah.
No,
you not
I just
fucking. Yeah, you don't got a nigga. Look, what is the problem?
You can't blame nobody.
No, because I haven't met no nigga. I haven't met no nigga in the past 6 years that made me.
And you stay in LA? The problem is you.
No, it's not. I've not met no nigga that made me think I want to be in a relationship. I've met one nigga this whole 6 years.
Who?
That you don't know him.
Nigga in jail.
LeBron.
No, this is a regular nigga. He the only nigga in the past 6 years.
We don't deal with regular niggas. We're not regular. We're not no ordinary. No
you know what I mean.
That ain't no Birkin nigga.
We're not no regular pedestrian.
You know what I'm talking about. Like, he ain't nobody y'all would know. That's what I mean. It's regular.
9 to 5, postman.
Nah, he had businesses. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, he's not nobody people would know.
First of all, that was your coochie drop. Anyway.
Fuck you.
Anyway, what else is on y'all minds and hearts, man? Tyler, what you got going on?
School
ain't popping.
Nope.
You just whack all around. Not just getting no life. Dick. You just out of here. Oh, you am?
Yeah.
She got her a boyfriend. Nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
She be cheating.
I do not be cheating.
Why do you keep saying it?
I'm trying to put it in her system.
No.
The outside dick keep them homesick. So. Alex, what's up? Boring life.
My life is not boring.
What's up with media girls? Is that your shit? That's what you a part of?
No, that's mine.
That's your shit. Mm-hmm. She got. Tell the people about that. They need to know.
Media Girls LA. Basically, we provide publicist services. Well, before the pandemic, event curation, and I do influencer marketing.
You looking for any talent?
No, I got a full roster.
You should add somebody on. Damn, nigga.
I mean, I'm always adding people on all the time.
That nigga look like, oh shit.
No, I'm always adding new influences on my roster.
Yeah, you should. She's not doing shit.
You got some of them weird ass Vine niggas? Not Vine,
TikTok. Yeah.
No, I mostly got like YouTubers and Instagram girls. I just, usually it's 100K to.
Wait, I got a good question. Now she said that.
Tell
her. What the hell is an Instagram model? Because Savage, he had a good point.
He had a good point?
21 Savage.
What was the point?
He said, there's no such thing as Instagram models because everybody come on Instagram to post a picture.
I mean, I don't be calling them, I just call them like Instagram girls. Everybody, whatever.
What's the difference?
I mean, I think y'all Instagram models.
Because everybody was like, if you got talents or whatever, he's like, Beyonce ain't never post none of her singing on Instagram. She go post her pictures. And her family and shit. So she an Instagram model.
I mean, no, an Instagram model is somebody that Instagram is their job.
Their entire existence is because of Instagram.
Yes. Yeah.
Their money is coming from Instagram. Brand partnerships.
Yeah,
they're
popping because of Instagram.
That doesn't
their engagement.
Though. It's a lot of people popping because of Instagram.
I got to disagree.
It's some people you wouldn't even know.
Brianna Moore, we would not know her without Instagram.
Who?
That
is.
We would.
Exactly.
You know how we would?
How?
Because she'll be in somebody's strip club.
Oh, you said?
Brianna Amore.
What was bitches at before Instagram?
I don't follow a lot of Instagram.
What was bitches. Cardi B, Black China? They was in a strip club.
But it's people that but post pictures.
And that's why they popping.
Now they don't have to. They got OnlyFans.
Because they came up.
No, it's before OnlyFans. It's literally bitches that
before
we only
OnlyFans,
know
they
Instagram.
Were selling private snaps. I done seen it.
But I'm saying, some people, we really only
also,
know them because
this past weekend showed me that a lot more bitches are selling that pussy than I thought.
What happened this past weekend?
Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. Clubhouse? What the fuck is Clubhouse?
I'm going to
send
you an invite.
Send me one, too.
Hell no. Yeah. You don't even be on Twitter.
Yes, I do.
Rarely.
I'm always on Twitter.
Pending. Your shit pending.
It's a new social platform, and it's fine.
Imagine if we was like all in a Zoom call, but it was just voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like a live podcast.
Yeah. No, that's there.
But how did you come to the conclusion that more bitches is selling pussy?
We heard stories.
They was telling a lot of shit.
The girls?
Yeah.
Oh, on the thing. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And when I tell you, like I said, that girl today came and she was like, in reality,
every nigga's buying pussy.
It's a girl.
Is you selling?
Okay, you got to think about it. Married bitches is selling pussy.
No. What I say? What was the question?
No, I'm if not selling. Sell I'm it. Saying in reality, and technically, everybody's paying for pussy.
How?
Because,
Alex,
listen, I'm finna tell
what's
you.
The starting price
tell
to
you
right
I'm
now?
I'm finna tell you. I don't sell pussy. I'm just telling you.
Would you?
I'm finna break it down.
Would you?
I'm finna break it down, nigga. Damn. Because Even if you're married, you're still, if you don't do what you supposed to do for your wife, and guess what? She's not going to fuck you. You're going to spend, pay them bills and all the other shit for her to fuck you. Because guess what? If you don't, she's not going to fuck you. If you're in a relationship and the nigga not doing what you need him to do, you're not going to fuck him. It's the same thing. Going on dates, and that's why I say technically, you still
pay. Going on dates is not paying for correct pussy.
You. I'm not saying it ain't yeah, coming yes. out. But
what is your starting price?
I don't sell pussy, nigga. Let me
correct you right now.
So if a nigga, hold on. If a nigga came and be like, yo, I got 10 bands.
No. It depends on who it is.
Like exactly.
If Drake came to me, but I'm going to negotiate.
You might go up on
Drake.
But
I'm going up on that price. And that's the thing. Like, if it's a celebrity like Drake, like, and he talking about something. Okay, what if
the regular nigga you was talking about came and said, look, I got 10 bands.
That's
fine
because
right
if you
night.
Like him.
Yeah, like,
I mean, if
you're
talking to him.
Hold on, so. If you in a club and it's just an attractive nigga that walk up to you, you say, yo, I got 10 bands.
Nah. That's not the moment. I'm going to feel like a hoe. Like, why do you.
What's wrong with a hoe?
Like, why
wrong
do you even feel like you can come
what
to me?
What energy am I giving off that makes you think that I'm one of them?
Yeah. It's different if I'm already that's talking to a nigga, question. I'm dating him, and he be like, and we ain't never had said, he be like, man, I'm tired of waiting. Like,
you gonna buy pussy from a nigga that you're dating? You gonna sell him pussy? What the fuck is happening?
If he offer me, if a dude I'm dating,
huh?
He offer me $10,000.
At least we know it's gonna be good.
We already dating.
So what?
I got a relationship. I already like him.
You good.
I already like him.
You gonna sell a nigga that you talking to pussy? Why would it even take that?
I'm not saying it takes that, but if say he got tired of waiting.
Why would you make the nigga wait? Why would that be the first time y'all fuck?
Why you ask me?
Why are you making the nigga wait?
Maybe that nigga testing you.
Oh, and you fail.
There you
well,
go.
Well, I just failed.
You ain't getting shit.
If we talking, it gets you like...
That's fucked up.
No, it's not.
You gonna sell a nigga that you talking to pussy? What the fuck?
He offered. What you mean? Hey,
and you can say, I like you. I'm gonna let you... Give me a dick.
He offered.
You can say no. Just fucking because you like him. You don't have to... Every time you have sex, it don't gotta be a financial transaction.
Yeah,
it
don't gotta be a transaction.
The times I've had sex, it wasn't no financial situation.
But well, this...
It's not a financial transaction. Y'all gotta be saying something about it.
So, if your boyfriend said, hey, I'm tired of you holding out on that pussy. Here's $3,000.
Yeah, he already my boyfriend.
Yeah, he already my boyfriend. I already know it's good. You gonna tell him? I'm gonna get some good dick and money.
Right.
I'm good.
I'm like,
it's gonna be good.
Yes.
If it's my nigga, I already know it's good. That's why I'm saying I'm not going to start with a new nigga from the club. I don't know because...
Right. But if I'm talking to
you're going to make me not want to count that.
So what, hold on. Here's the question, BJ. What if you in a relationship? Because you don't be having sex. I'm going to ask her this. You in a relationship...
Are you trying to ask me a cheating question?
Yes. You in a relationship. And you meet a nigga in the club. He like, I got $5,000 for you. You just bad as fuck. $5,000.
I'm gonna finesse him out that money, but I'm not fucking him.
How you gonna finesse
him? How you doing?
It's easy. It's not hard. Niggas is tricks. They meet the right girl.
It's the new niggas with money fucking it up. Okay.
Hold on, nigga. I'm 30 and I'm not paying you for shit.
The 30 club love 21.
So, no, what I'm saying is, what if you had to fuck him?
If I had, what do you mean by had?
You had, like, he only way he going is if you give him the pussy.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. That's I know y'all ain't seen this movie, Indecent Proposal, because this is exactly what happened. Go to Netflix and watch that motherfucker. It's this movie about this couple. They down to their last, they go to Vegas, try to win some money, got down and save their house and shit. This millionaire see this nigga wife, and he like, look, would you give me your wife for a night for $1 million?
For $1 million. If a nigga offer me a man, I'm selling the pussy.
Yeah, now I might do that for that much.
It's an old ass white man.
That's fine.
For $1 million.
So that means that pussy got a price.
Huh?
Everything got a price.
Nigga, if a bitch say they ain't fucking off $1 million, she is fucking lying.
No, she just loyal. Y'all not loyal.
I ain't no bitch that loyal.
Why I believe you? Because you remember back, like 2016, all them little Instagram girls going to Dubai?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They was getting shitted on.
They was getting shitted on.
It was a girl who went to Clark, and I'll never forget this shit. She said, she showed me this necklace. Yeah, I got this one on my shit to Dubai. Hold on.
You tell me, yo, broke ass.
You kind of broke.
Not you kind of broke.
We was in Miami, and you was sleeping. You had to come sleep with me.
Every broke bitch with a Birkin.
And I just want y'all.
What did you do for that?
Look, we not shaming hoes, right?
I got pissed on.
We not shaming hoes. But if you gonna be a hoe, be a hoe. Claim that shit. Don't be trying to be a hoe and then shame the hoes. You shaming your people. That's
your
crime. You
can't be a private hoe to shame the public hoes.
Like, for real, for real. Claim
your people.
It be the private hoes that I seen went and shamed sex workers. And I'm like, well, shit, at least they getting some out of this.
Exactly. It's some bitches that post.
No, it is. It's some hoes. I always say, if you're going to be a hoe, at least be a paid hoe.
Yeah.
It's some bitches that posted their OnlyFans link one time and think niggas didn't see it. Bitch, we seen it. You was a failed hoe.
I got a question for y'all.
What?
What's the difference between a slut and a hoe?
I don't know.
A slut don't get paid.
I wouldn't even say that because women call other women sluts.
I feel like a slut
is
somebody that's super nasty. Like, you just nasty as fuck for every nigga that you are. I feel like a hoe
You been to Miami during spring break?
Yeah.
So you don't see some sluts?
Yeah, I done seen some sluts. I seen some hoes. I feel like it's different. I feel like it's just bitches that want to be in the niggas' faces. They gonna fuck whoever want to fuck.
You see
the sluts? They getting nasty for every nigga.
College spring break in Miami, you gonna see the sluts. Promise you. That's why when you say motherfuckers be going out of town to get some dick, we seen it firsthand.
We seen it.
I go to a Greek function.
With boyfriends.
See, the only time I've just really seen, like, sluts is when I've been in L.A. and when it comes to, like, celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, some foreign, most, and it be mostly foreign bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, them bitches.
I'm gonna call
Cap on that. I know a bitch that fucked Chris Brown at a party and then at the next party fucked Trey Songz.
That bitch got a resume, huh?
You know, you from L.A., right?
She from Memphis.
I'm saying, but you live in L.A.?
Uh-huh.
I done seen so many sluts in L.A., and you know all it took? It wasn't even celebrity niggas.
Coke.
Cocaine. That's all it took.
Cocaine about to start slipping through Atlanta, too. Them bitches is getting
how you know?
Oh, I done seen it.
She done told me so.
I'm telling you.
It's about to be an epidemic out here.
I done seen.
Look, because I tour for a living, so I done seen the worst of the worst.
Yeah, and I just be confused.
We can't mention everything. BJ done told us some shit, boy.
I be confused. BJ's disgusting. I'm like, what is you getting out of this? Only thing, you fucking $100 million nigga, and all you can say is, I fuck so-and-so.
You know what they're going to do?
You got to wear that.
BJ, you know what they're going to do? Go to No Jumper.
I'm going to fuck the shit out of him. Like, he's.
Have you ever had an opportunity to fuck a celebrity? Like, what's the closest you've gotten?
I've gotten pretty close, but they don't be cute.
Are they B-list, C-list?
They ain't nobody now. They got some money still.
They ain't a celebrity.
Who are they?
I'm not telling you their names out here.
They ain't in Atlanta.
It was Bow Wow.
No. Y'all know them.
They were Jock broke ass.
Nope.
Before I go bro like Jock.
No.
They ain't broke.
He in the group.
What group?
I don't know. I'm asking.
She not about to tell
you. I'm not about to tell you.
Hey, don't Sean Garrett live in Atlanta?
If you fucking on Sean Garrett?
No. She's not about to fucking tell you.
I'm not gonna tell y'all, but either way it goes, they don't be cute, so it's not like.
So this nigga was cute.
What made him a celebrity in your mind?
They was popping at one point, like they was like.
Oh yeah, has been.
Yeah, so it don't matter.
Oh man, you the fuck Fredo star.
Oh, I didn't fuck nobody. I'm just saying, I could have if I wanted to because they were just jocking me that hard.
Because you got a little bit of booty, just a little bit.
A little bit of money.
A little bit of booty.
Didn't matter.
But nah, it didn't happen. So.
You ever got close to fucking one?
I have. I've dated
people
that's a celebrity before.
Who you dated? None of you. Y'all whack. You need the hoes back on here. What a hoes. The one episode I had no hoes on here.
The good girl hoe.
You said what?
That what I want. I want to marry a good girl hoe.
What the fuck is a good girl hoe?
Shit. It could be a reformed hoe, but right now she a good girl, right? But she a slut for me. That's the good girl.
We need the slut.
I want that nasty.
That's what anybody I want.
I want that church girl that's going to fuck me nasty in between choir rehearsal and bathroom. That's the good girl hoe.
Because
I can take her home to mama.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not freaky. I just be wondering, Alex, I told her earlier she had vanilla sex.
But I feel like once you meet a nigga that you really, really like,
you're gonna turn
into that nigga from, remember, Don't Be a Menace, the sauce. You're gonna be
in the
back of the postman truck.
always say it's just that it take that one nigga to unlock that side on
you. You gonna be eating ass and all that shit.
Hell no.
Nah, look, Charlamagne, I used to say the same thing. Charlamagne used to always say on interviews, you know, niggas would be like, they ain't never gonna eat ass. Wait.
I don't
wait till they get married. Wait till they find that one girl, because you gonna eat that ass.
Nah, don't eat mine.
No, eat mine.
But you, you like that shit?
Yes. I don't like that shit.
You get beat my asshole?
No.
Oh.
This dude I used to talk to, he tried to do. I was like,
you know what I don't do? You know what I don't do that's real popular? I don't suck toe.
At her request, though.
That's not that popular. I've only had one nigga that sucked my
niggas
toes.
Like suck a toe. I don't
no,
suck
I like
toes.
I like the toes.
I like it, but I've only had one nigga to ever suck my toes.
You say Savage Souls he posted last night?
I'm not
yeah,
sucking
I,
no nigga
toe,
but that's
yeah,
like,
I'm not sucking no nigga toes.
I thought you said you sucking nigga
no,
toes.
No, I'm not sucking no nigga toes.
Mm-hmm. Women do, though.
Y'all need to watch the
no, some do, but I don't like that. Why you want your toes?
Go look at Savage's page.
I don't be looking at you a little sus.
I don't suck toes, but shit, I feel like once I get to my wife, shit. Gonna be
a
toe-sucking ass.
See, I only had one nigga suck my toes, but he had a foot fetish, and it just became out of hand.
That is weird.
It just got out of hand.
Niggas that have foot fetishes will probably kill somebody.
I don't know, but it was just out of hand. Like, he rather suck my toes than have sex. Like, he used to, like, have me wiggle my toes on his face while he jack off.
I like booty. I don't got a toe. I got a booty fetish.
And even like,
if well, we I could just stroke the booty cheeks. I don't even gotta put it in.
See, even if we had sex, he still want my feet on his face.
That nigga weird. Yeah, he probably about to kill you.
Like it just became. No, yeah, I'm not like that.
And cut your feet off.
No, because it was like obsessed.
Yeah, yeah.
He was obsessed.
He about to kill you and cut your feet off.
You got some socks on. Like, can you? Yeah.
That's probably why you don't like sex now.
It was becoming.
You're traumatized, my nigga. You're a victim.
It was becoming too much.
Hey, so what's the like wildest thing that you did that you was borderline uncomfortable?
The fucking toe shit. It was a lot.
That story means the toe last.
Oh, time. That was disgusting.
I feel
you know what's worse? I was eating. Like I just no, my nigga. I just ordered some Postmates, right? And the nigga was I was eating. I was in bed, just clicking shit, right? Like, yeah, man.
Hey, they ain't hear the story. We heard two crazy ass stories last night. I'm gonna tell you one. It was this guy, he was fucking with this girl. They was in the middle of like cutting up and shit. And she told him like spit on me. Like spit in my mouth type shit.
Oh yeah.
And he ain't got no problem doing that shit. Like they into it. They would whatever. But he like she just kept saying spit on me. So he like it got to a point where he would spit on this hoe like 40 times. To her whole face is covered. She can't even look up and see. He said at the end of her, like, fucking and shit, she take all the spit and she, like, cup it in her hands and she suck it all in. He said he felt so disgusted, she had to go. He said he was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would. That's nasty
as fuck.
I can do what
my nigga. I was eating. I was eating some ribs when he was talking about. I didn't expect this shit. I was like, this ribs good.
That's disgusting. But I don't understand. I don't even understand the turn on with people wanting people to spit in their.
And I had the perfect like vision for that shit. Bitch is like.
Yeah. Right.
Bitch.
I can see if she was gonna wipe it in. Put it somewhere else and they just start going crazy.
If she was just like, and just like, that would have been okay, oh, but you weird.
You rub her titties or something.
That, okay, you weird, but okay. Bitch was like.
This shit disgusting. Bitch, you a whole other type of
man. Hold on, listen. I don't even got that much spit in my mouth.
Oh, God.
After the third spit, bitch, I'm dehydrated.
I wouldn't even
what if you
doing
put a loogie
it.
In
I
wouldn't
even
keep
doing it. So do y'all like people spitting in y'all?
No.
I do.
No. Talon, yo, we got to switch seats, yo. Talon, I ain't know you
do
like
y'all
this.
Be spitting other people?
No.
No, but it's not like a spit.
But
it's kind of like a drop.
What does, like, what into does your mouth for
a drop
kiss?
For what?
Like, when you kiss it, it's just like, it just kind of like.
But what does that do for you?
Enhance the moment.
I just like, what does that do
for
you?
It hit the back of her throat and she just get wet.
Like, it turns you on?
Yeah.
Hell.
It's just like
look,
kissing.
You see the big ass smile she wanted to let up?
Yeah. Over your mouth.
That's no, it's not like how y'all think. Like, it's like literally like a little bit like you kissing.
All right, so do y'all like being slapped?
No.
No, she I don't. No. I don't like being slapped.
We heard another story last night.
Another famous
nigga. I
had
a nigga slap me, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't want to be. I don't even like being choked too hard. Like, you want to just put your hand right there.
I do. Yeah, I do. Like, I do. I will put my hand on the bitch throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the choking, but when I have had a dude like,
I feel like
smack me, and I was like, nigga, you smack me way too hard.
I think I like your situation.
I don't even like too much ass smacking. Like, I don't like that.
Nah, because that shit hurt my hand. I got soft hands.
Oh, God. You get that one good smack and your shit burn. You like, all right. I'm straight.
Like, you know Fort Knox? Yo, when he dap niggas, yo, that shit be fucking hurting.
It hurt.
So, like, when I slap an ass so many times, that shit, like, that should have probably tipped my shit up.
That slap back.
Yeah, like, baluga, luga, luga, luga.
The vibration. Ah. Yo, she's really whooping my ass right now.
With some ass cheese.
See, yeah,
all that. How much would BBL cost?
$4,500.
All that for no dick. You whack.
Do you still get massages?
Mm-mm. You like
did
a booty?
You get massages?
Mm-hmm.
You like your booty eight?
No.
Right. You said, do I like my booty ate?
Yeah.
No.
She don't like head. She don't like getting head. She don't like getting
head. I didn't say I don't like getting head.
She don't like getting head.
She don't like getting head in case she might have to give some head.
So she's not crazy about it.
No, no. I'll take it, but I'm not asking for it.
So at this point, when niggas get ready to fuck and you ready to fuck, he just whip out and be ready to go? Like, where's the warm-up?
Ain't no foreplay or nothing. What's foreplay for you?
You know, kissing.
Let's get the fuck out of here. That's not foreplay.
Get the fuck
that
out of here.
That is foreplay.
I mean, for you, you sense the pussy
like,
having more
fun. Because I like kissing, so when we be tongue kissing, my pussy be wet.
Nah, hell
I
nah.
I get wet off kissing.
You
know one thing I had to tell a girl about herself? She got down. We were kissing and shit. You know, into it. That bitch bit my lip and that bitch started bleeding. I said, nah, you got me
much.
Fucked up.
Damn, she was
I done had
rough.
Somebody bite my lip, and you know it started, like, itching and, like, tingling.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, no.
I had to stop her, like, yo, what's up? She's like, oh, I like biting, but don't bite me, because it's going to be the last time.
You bit a little
hard. My shit was bleeding.
I
thought that hoe was going to buff the vampire on my ass and start sucking the blood.
Hey, man, it is Halloween, but shit, man, we got to clean up out this motherfucker. Y'all niggas is nasty as fuck.
Not me.
Of course, you.
We got the
cobweb pussy having them.
And we got the spitter.
The spitter and the splitter, because ain't shit going in that motherfucker. Hey, man, this is episode 37 of the Big Homie's House. We got Big Homie Talon, this motherfucker. Big Homie Alex Mercedes with the big booty in my phone. Big Homie
wasting
BJ.
Wasting the big booty.
What did I say?
Wasting the big booty.
Oh, yeah, you wasting that motherfucker, man. Somebody need to bust that bitch down.
That's your investment. Like, damn.
I know, that's my point, so that's why I'm not finna be fucking anybody.
She's protecting.
This is a $4,500 investment.
Okay. So that's how much it costs? Got you.
Oh, my gosh.
Big homie BJ, Grammy nominated BJ. 300 motherfuckers. Come to the studio.
Man, they in there.
They in there. You did. Episode 37 of Big Homie's House. We got the homies in the building. Shut out that shit. Big homie.